This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You're here with us, Macca and Deno, on Saturday Mag. Who have we got up next?
No idea.
I do.
We do. We have Cam Bloomfield from Rainbow Rights, and this is a self-advocacy group for people within our community with intellectual disability. And I'm really interested in this, Cam, because I suppose most of us in the community don't think about this. We don't think about people with disabilities, physical disabilities, intellectual disabilities, and they are in our community and they're, you know, members of our community, and we often don't think about it, do we?
No, we don't. As it was mentioned, I am a member of Rainbow Rights. It's a self-advocacy group for people with intellectual disabilities in the LGBTIQ community. We're a self-advocacy group designed for people with intellectual disability only. And we're formed out of an idea from a self-advocacy resource group called SARU and a organisation called Pride Vic. And we get together every fortnight to think of ideas and of how to bring our message out into the community.
How many members do you have involved at the moment?
We have about 10, roughly, give or take, and I've brought one along with me, which is my partner, Jack.
G'day, Jack.
G'day.
How does it... for our listeners, you know, there's discrimination that we see and there's discrimination we don't see and discrimination we don't notice as opposed to don't see.
Yep.
So the discrimination that we don't really notice, you know, that you know, folk like yourself experience. Tell us what that is.
Well, it's very hard because of people with an intellectual disability. It's one of the disabilities that normally get left out of everything, and people don't realise that they're actually just leaving us out. We're like under the radar with disabilities, and we get left out of a lot of things. And yeah.
Okay, so it may, you know, I'd like to think that most of this, call it discrimination, people are not doing it on purpose.
No, they're
I
not.
I would hope they're not. I mean, they don't. They actually don't realise that they're doing it, or they don't understand what it means to people.
They're not doing it on purpose. They don't understand what it means, you know, how it feels like to have an intellectual disability, or, you know, how the rest of the community, like the LGBTI community, leave us out of things, you know, don't include us in, you know, because a lot of people, unfortunately, there are people in our community still live in houses that get told what to do, when to do and how to do, which is wrong, I reckon.
So if you're dealing with, let's just think of the big organisations in Queer Melbourne, so Joy, Midsummer, Queer Film Festival, Pride. What sorts of things can those organisations do or need to be aware of, do you think?
Well, it's mainly including us in things, you know. Ask for our opinion, because in the long run, the people who actually know and have the opinion of people with intellectual disabilities is someone with an intellectual disability themselves. Yeah.
It strikes me that it'd be good for people from your organisation to have some sort of presence on a board or a subcommittee, be involved in event planning, that sort of thing.
It would be good. Unfortunately, we don't get contacted to be in part of, you know, say, for example, the Midsummer Festival, so they can make it more, say, disability-friendly, you know. It would be great to be in part involved in the Midsummer Festival to, you know, on the panel of to include people with intellectual disabilities. You know, yeah.
What sort of things would you like to see change?
Just more notice for people with intellectual disabilities. We are out there, and this is the time where we are stand up and raising our voices. We have made a song and a film.
I think there's a YouTube clip too, isn't
there? There is, yeah. There is.
So the fact that you've been only around for 2 years and you're already producing your own material and you're, you know, getting out there, you're speaking to us today. I mean, prior to today, I didn't know this existed. So congratulations on getting the word out there. Is there a social element to what you do as well?
We meet every fortnight and we, like, think of ways to communicate with the community. Like, 2 years ago, we had a... We had a event where we had, through pictures, people speaking and of what Rainbow Rights is about. But yeah, we are trying to get out there a bit more. You know, we are in the middle of doing a website. We've just been given a grant to do a website, so we will be have a website. We do have a Facebook like page.
And can people go there to like it and have a look at what you do and get involved that way?
Yes, yeah, they can send messages to the Facebook page. They can like it and, get involved that way as well.
Because I guess, you know, of course, the queer community is incredibly diverse on its own, and then there's the community with intellectual disabilities. There's another level of diversity. You know, we can't be sort of painted with one brush, can we?
No, we can't.
What sorts of intellectual disabilities are involved at the moment?
Well, it ranges. Like, I have an intellectual disability. Mine's on the low part, but we have other members in our group that one of them, his name's Wayne, and he's deaf. Also, he's in a wheelchair, you know. And then we have another guy by the name of Mitch who's very... who needs more assistance, you know. So, yeah.
Because I think often... you know, you've been going 2 years, and as I hadn't heard of you till we thought, let's get these guys on the show. Often in the community, you know, the only disability we are aware of, and that's at a pretty low level, is a physical disability. So we need to actually think more about this. You're no different to any other group, you know, in our community, and we need to engage a bit more, don't we, Lisa?
We sure do. I mean, like I was saying before, there's such a diverse range of people with intellectual disabilities. How do you go about getting funding?
Well, at the moment we get funding through the government, so the ILC, we do the ILC, get funding through there, but that's all we're relying on at the moment. We don't get funding from anywhere else, so we only rely on it once a year. Hopefully we get funding every year when we apply for it, but yeah.
Well, there'll be a couple of ministers listening or their chiefs of staff. And, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you're not asking for millions and millions of dollars. You're asking for a bit of assistance, you know, to give the organisation a little bit of structure and enable you to do some things to reach out to other members and engage. I mean, it seems to me... I'm glad you've had some funding, but certainly, you need a degree of comfort for that moving forward, don't you?
Yeah, it strikes me as a visibility is very important at the moment.
Yeah, it is. It's very, you know, as I said, you know, intellectual disabilities are, like, pretty much get left in the dust.
Do you think it's partly because it's not something that we can see?
I reckon, in a way, yes. I walked through the door, you probably wouldn't have recognised that I had a disability. You know, because it's not a physical disability, you know. I have trouble understanding long and jargon words, you know, which makes it hard for me.
I mean, Necker's probably your worst enemy then. loves his jargon.
Yeah, I like a bit of jargon. So the website, for people to have a look at what Rainbow Rights are doing, what's the website address?
Well, we haven't created the website.
Oh, sorry, the website,
yet.
The Facebook.
The Facebook will be... Rainbow Rights and Advocacy.
Okay.
So you just search that up on Facebook and you'll pull it up.
Fantastic. Look, I'd be interested, you know, once you've got the website up and running and, you've done, some more work there, and anyone that that's interested in your work or would like to become a member and know more about it, look that up on Facebook. But certainly let's get you back in a few months to tell us how, you know, once the website, hopefully by then it's up and running, and, you know, some more things how people can perhaps engage with you guys. I think it's really important.
We're getting some good feedback on the screens too. Someone's written in and said they saw the group march at Gay Pride this year, so there's some visibility there, very inspired by them. And a speech pathologist has actually written in saying they work with people with a disability. Things such as easy English with pictures is something that they've advised. Offering free tickets for carers and support workers, things in Auslan, Braille. It's such an important area, so I agreed with that.
It is.
And, you know, and another message, it's good to have the guys on here today, and, you know, you are welcome, you know, to, you know, absolutely come on again and tell us how you're going. And I say to members of government and bureaucrats out there, come on, guys, a little bit more money won't hurt. We're not talking millions of bucks here. Won't kill you. See if you can support them. You know they exist. Give them a bit of a hand.
I think I'll also search for their YouTube.
Yes.
So if you looked up Rainbow Rights Anthem on YouTube,
yeah,
you'll get to see that fantastic work there.
Great stuff. Thank you, Cam and Jack, for coming in. Good on you for doing this. It's really important. Making it visible for not just the general community, but particularly for our community, is really important. And I congratulate you on that. It's good stuff.
Thank you.
A pleasure.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.